Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Winning Every Day. Today, we are celebrating the birthday of Isaac Mell, the president and author of Winning Every Day. It's another year of God's faithfulness, as the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 117 verse 2, "For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." Praise the Lord. Celebrate with us as we play the music, Happy Birthday. We will be right back in the studio for today's devotional.
You made it one more time around the sun. Now's the time, you have to have more fun. Kick up your heels, enjoy the ride. Electric out above, just try. Now's the time when we all have to say, have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance with all your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate your life. You are full of love and grace. It pleases us to see your smiling face. To see you rise and be a star, we know that you'll go really far. This life is short and you have just begun. So have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance with all your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate. Laugh and sing and celebrate. And sing and celebrate your life.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Yeah! Welcome back.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me. This is your moment for inspiration, encouragement, and truth from God's Word to help you live victoriously. Let's dive right in. Today, we are looking at a profound topic from the Word of God, titled, Living in God's Light. Our Bible text is from Psalm 119 verse 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Some years ago, I came across a touching story from the book, A Severe Mercy, by Sheldon Vanocken. In the book, Sheldon describes a time when he and his wife were going through a spiritual crisis. They felt lost, confused, and unsure about which direction to take in life. Everything they believed in seemed blurry. But then, a friend introduced them to the writings of C.S. Lewis, and for the first time, they began to see God's truth like a light breaking through their personal darkness. They realized that they had been trying to navigate life without God's guiding light. Have you ever felt that way? Like you're groping in the dark, unsure of your next step? Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Think about that for a moment. Imagine trying to walk down a rocky path in total darkness. Every step becomes risky. You stumble. You hesitate. You second guess. But when there's light, you can walk with confidence, assurance, and peace. God's word is that light for us. His truth gives clarity. It reveals danger. It directs us toward what's best. Are you letting God's word guide your steps? Or are you relying on your own limited sight and understanding? There's a reason why people stumble when they choose to live outside God's truth. Proverbs 14 verse 12 reminds us, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Sometimes our feelings, emotions, or the culture around us can make certain paths look attractive. But without God's truth, we're walking blind. Think about times in your life when you made decisions based purely on emotions, pressure, or popular opinion. How did it turn out? God doesn't want us wandering aimlessly. He wants us to walk in His light. You might ask, how do I stay in God's light practically every day? Here's how. 1. Stay in the Word daily. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." Start each day with even a few verses. Let His truth soak into your heart. The Word of God is a light that reveals hidden things. When you study it, hidden truths shall be revealed to you that will make your way prosperous. 2. Pray for guidance. Psalm 25 verses 4 and 5 says, "Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me." When you pray, ask God for divine guidance. 3. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading. Sometimes God's light comes through a quiet nudge in your heart, a check in your spirit when something isn't right. Never take those nudges for granted. 4. Surround yourself with godly counsel. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." The people that surround you in life matters. Always stay in the company of men that will give you godly counsel. So let me ask you today, are you currently making any decisions without seeking God's light first? Is there an area of your life where you've been ignoring His truth? When was the last time you opened your Bible not out of duty, but because you were hungry for God's direction? Take a moment right now and reflect. What's one area of your life where you need to pause and ask God, "Lord, shine your light here"? Today, as you step out into your day, remember this. God's light isn't just for Sunday mornings. It's for every decision, every conversation, every relationship, every opportunity. Even when things seem uncertain, trust that His light will guide you step by step. You don't need to see the whole staircase, just the next step. Stay encouraged, keep walking in His truth, and watch how your path becomes clearer, brighter, and full of God's peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our light in dark places. Thank you for your word that guides and teaches us. I pray for everyone listening today. Where there is confusion, bring clarity. Where there is fear, bring peace. Where there is uncertainty, bring direction. Lord, help us to seek your truth daily and trust you to light our path, one step at a time. Bless each listener's day. Let today be filled with hope, joy, and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this message blessed you today, share it with a friend or loved one who may need God's light too. Let's keep spreading the hope and encouragement of God's word, because when we walk in His light, others can find their way too. And don't forget to check our website to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a 1-year daily Bible reading plan. Stay winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins. but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.